Hello, and welcome to the Thrive Mindset Podcast. I am so glad you are here with me. My name is Carrie Dale, and I am your host. I am an entrepreneur, author, podcaster, manifester, and motivator. And I am on a mission to empower you to create the life of your dreams. If you are looking to uplevel your life, relationships, finances, productivity, and success, you have come to the right place. I will share with you tools, resources, strategies, my failures, and my successes that have all helped me achieve the life of my dreams. It is my goal with this podcast to help you see your potential and empower you to create the life of your dreams. So let's get to it. Welcome back to the Thrive Mindset Podcast. I'm Carrie Dale, your host, and today we're going to talk about the power of transforming your life and understanding how to do that by shifting your paradigm. This week in my dreams class, that's exactly what we're going to be focusing on, and we're going to dive into it in great detail. But for today's podcast, I just want to share some basics, right, and get you thinking about what paradigm you are living in and how you can make small changes in order to make really big changes in your life. So let's start with the basics. What exactly is a paradigm? Well, in simplest terms, a paradigm is a set of beliefs, attitudes, or behaviors that shape how we see the world and ourselves. It's kind of like a mental map we use to navigate life. But sometimes, right, sometimes our maps are outdated, and they don't really reflect who we are today or who we want to become. And instead, they're holding us captive. So changing these paradigms means that we need to update those mental maps. It's not just about shifting our thoughts, but transforming our entire approach to our lives. So one of the most effective ways to shift your paradigm is through changing your habits. Because habits are the actions we perform automatically. They are what shape our daily lives and consequently our realities. But when we alter these, we begin to lay this groundwork for really a profound change, right? We are really truly shifting our paradigms. Think about a paradigm like a box that you live in, and you've created these walls around you, and those walls have all been created by your habits. And until you start changing those habits, and until you start ripping down those walls and putting new ones up, you're going to be stuck in that box. And unfortunately, we have these voices in our head or thoughts or feelings or whatever that keep us constricted in that space because we say we want to change something. We say we want to do something new. We get these great ideas of things that we want, but then we don't want to make the changes to achieve it. And you have to make the decision, and you have to not listen to the voice that says you can't do it. You have to not listen to the voice that says you're more comfortable in where you are, because you have to push through that if you want to change, if you want to have something more in your life, if you want to be successful, if you want to lose weight, if you want to change your career, if you whatever it is you want to do, you have to break through those walls. And it's going to start with your habits. And to help you with this transformation, I want to remind you of the Thrive Mindset concept. Remember, the framework of this consists of being thankful, good habits, being reflective, inspiration, visualization, and exercise. And each of these elements plays a crucial role in building that foundation for not just changing what we do, but how we think and we feel. And if you can just think about Thrive every day and think about whether you are putting those concepts to work in your own life, and if you're not, how you can add them or make the changes to align with it, the things you will see change for you. So the first one, you know, is thankfulness, right? And we talk about gratitude all the time because it's truly one of my favorite things, but I have watched it time and time and time again change my life, change my mood, change how I feel. So spend your mornings, make it a habit to start your day out with gratitude. It really will ground you and help you appreciate where you are, which is a starting point for where you want to go. And when you're just not feeling it, when you're just in a bad mood or you're frustrated, it will change your mindset and help you realign with all the positive energy that you are trying to attract and where you're trying to go. So make it a habit. Make it a habit every single day. Make it be a part of you that you cannot go the day without. And the second part of Thrive is habits, right? And that's what these all are. But when I talk about habits, I'm just talking about thinking back on the things that you do on a daily basis that are just so automatic, right? And are those things furthering you towards your goals, or are they hindering you? So you're on a health journey, right? Are you drinking enough water? Are you making good choices with food? Are you saying no to alcohol? Are you exercising? Think about all the habits that you have. And truly, most of our actions are habits. We do most things in a day based on our habits. So really pay attention. Pay attention to what those things are. And if it's helping you, awesome. And if it's not, how can you change it? What else can you replace it with? What other habit can you add to your day to further you along? So here's a great one that I was thinking about this morning. We've talked about this many, many times where I say things like, I encourage you guys to exercise every day. And I try to. I mean, I try to get a walk in or something. But I, in the winter months, I make excuses. It's too dark. It's too cold. It's too wet. It's too all the things. And as I got out this morning, which I was really proud of myself, I went on a run. I've committed to running one of my favorite races this 4th of July. And that means I have to get back out there and get doing this again. And as I was out this morning doing it, and the sun was up early, and I was feeling so good about being outside and breathing the fresh air and doing what I said I was going to do, I was reminded that now that it is spring and now that we're moving towards summer, I have more daylight. There is more time in the day that I feel more alive. I function better when it's light and when the sun's out. And so I've made this commitment to run, but that means that I have to put that habit back in my life. And that means I have to schedule that back in my life. And for me, because my days are so busy, that means that I have to get my butt out of bed early. That means that I have to rethink about my day again. I have to not linger in bed because it's cozy and warm. It means I need to get up because I want to have my morning coffee and spend some time with my husband. But then I need to fit in that time to go for a run. So I have to shift my mind. I have to shift that habit. I have to recreate that in myself if I am going to shift my paradigm. And I'm doing it. And you can do it too. The third concept in Thrive Mindset is reflection. And just like I said, you need to think about your habits. Reflection offers us a chance to think deeply about our progress and our challenges. It allows us to look at both the good and the bad. It gives us a checkpoint, really. It gives us a place to say, am I doing it or am I not doing it? And if I'm not doing it, what can I do to do it better tomorrow? And if I am doing it, awesome, congratulate myself, be excited, be proud. I mean, like today, I will look back at the end of my day and I will be proud that I ran this morning. I will be proud that I took some time for myself. I will be proud that I recorded this podcast. I can be proud of those things. Now, I don't know until the end of the day what I'm going to look back at this point and say, gosh darn it, I didn't do so great on that. But I'm sure there'll be something. I'm not going to be hard on myself, though. I'm just going to say, okay, so I didn't do that or I didn't accomplish that. How can I do better tomorrow? And that's how I'm going to keep moving forward. And that's how I'm going to keep pressing. And that is how I am going to continue to change and get into a place and get into a paradigm that I want to be in. The fourth thing is inspiration. And inspiration, it fuels and drives your passion. You need to have this every single day, whether you're reading or watching YouTube or listening to podcasts or just talking with a friend. You need to find something that drives your passion, something that keeps reminding you what it is you're doing, why you're doing, and why you want to be where you want to go. In fact, speaking of inspiration, I want to share a couple stories with you that highlight just how impactful it can be. This last week, I was at a real estate conference here in our state, and ironically, it was the current association president and president-elect, and then the incoming and president-elect that actually inspired me. But I just want to share these stories really quick because I found them so exciting and motivating, but in ways outside of real estate, which I always love when my worlds collide that way. The first one is from the incoming president-elect, and he was talking about why he's passionate about real estate. And I love this because while I heard what he was saying in regards to that, what I latched onto was that he changed his paradigm. And here's the thing. He grew up in Detroit. He is a black man who grew up in Detroit. And I'm only saying that because this is his story, not mine. And he was focusing on that because he knew as a young boy growing up in a very, well, rough world that he had to get out of there. Because if he didn't get out of there, he would either end up in jail, he'd end up dead, or he'd end up in a lot of, you know, trouble in different ways. That was what his reality was. So his family had no money. They had no means. They were hardworking, but they just couldn't get ahead. And so he knew the only way he'd get out of there is if he went to school, but not having the money, he had to figure out how to do that. So he worked extremely hard in school in order to get his scholarships. And he did it. And then his mom had reinforced in him once he was in college and he was just about to finish up and he was getting married, that the only way he was going to get ahead was to buy a home, because she believed that a home was a sign of wealth and it was a way to create generational wealth. And I don't disagree, but she was very focused on that, even though she did not have that herself. And so he did that. That led to the next home, which led to real estate, which led to his, you know, teaching his children the same kind of thing. But he changed his paradigm, right? He could have been in this world of darkness and crime and violence and all these things, but instead he found a way out. He changed it. We can all change our paradigm. I loved it. And I'm sure if you actually heard him say it, you'd be more inspired than what I just shared. But it was a beautiful story. The next story was from the current president-elect. And his was a story about health and fitness in a different way. It was just a conversation, really. He wasn't even announcing it to anyone or sharing it out loud as like a speech. But he and I were chatting, and he made some comment about how he had to get his steps in. And I said, oh, what's that about? Like, I mean, I know lots of people focus on their steps, but I was just curious, like, what was that? And he said, well, about a year ago, I had a friend who was, you know, talking about, oh, they need to get their couple miles of run in. And the guy had told him, he goes, yeah, I run at least 2 miles every single day. I have for my entire life, basically. And so this gentleman was like, wow, that's, you know, that's amazing. Well, I'm not a runner, but you know what? I could commit to, you know, so many steps a day. I could commit to doing that every day. And I wonder what that would change in me if I did. And so for a year now, he has gotten in his steps every single day. He's gotten in a specific amount of steps that he is committed to. And I love it. And I asked him, I'm like, what has it done for you? And he goes, well, you know, I've lost some weight and I didn't even intend to lose weight. I was just doing it because, wow, if this guy can run every day, then I can walk. And he goes, I feel better mentally. I feel like I'm taking care of myself. He goes, because I'm walking every day, I'm paying probably more attention to what I'm eating as well, which is good for me, you know, and it just changed him. And I thought, again, another reason to not lose focus on the fact that I want to run this race. I mean, I used to run every single day. I used to do that. That was a part of me. That was part of my life. And I've let my job, I've let work, I've let winter, whatever, get in my way. But I know how much I feel when I do that. So if this guy can commit to certain steps and that other guy can commit to running every day, then why the heck can't I commit consistently to doing it? I needed that inspiration, and there it was. And then the last story is a really quick one, but it's such a sweet, cute one. And it's such a great thing for all of us. And this was from our current Oregon realtor president. And she was talking about her kids and how they have this thing they do every single day. And that is when they walk out their front door and they cross the threshold, they holler out, "Make it count." And that is a thing that she has instilled in them, that when you head out that door every single day, make the day count. No matter what it is you are doing, no matter where you're going, no matter what, make it count. And I thought, God, what a great thing to do. If we all could just walk out the door in the morning and say to ourselves, "I'm going to make today count," what great things would happen. So I challenge you to find some inspiration, find something that can excite you and keep you fueled and driven and working towards your passion. Make it count. All right. The fifth thing of the Thrive Mindset is visualization, right? And I, just like gratitude, this is something that helps us feel good, helps us see our future success, and it makes it more tangible. Like when you can sit down and take a moment and imagine all the things that are coming your way, it will excite you. It will make it feel more real. You'll start to believe it. You'll no longer doubt that you're worthy of it because you can see it, right? You can see what that future looks like, and you can see that you are going to escape the paradigm you're in right now and create that new one for yourself. So I would just encourage you to add that to your day. Add it and make it part of what you do every single day. Make time for it. Set timers for it. Set alarms for it. I do, because we get busy, right? We get busy doing our things. And when we can sit back and remember how important where we're going is and keep our focus on there, well, you're going to get there. So spend some time visualizing every day. And then last but not least of the Thrive Mindset, it's exercise. And I don't mean that you have to go for a run like I'm committing to right now. I'm talking about doing things that make your body and your mind feel good. Because exercise, it strengthens us. It reinforces our mental and our physical ability to pursue our dreams. It shows you what you can accomplish, right? And not only that, but it's good for you. Plus, I don't know of one successful person, truly, I can't even name one. I really don't know of one successful person who doesn't have exercise in their life every day. So if that's the case, and you want to succeed at whatever it is you're doing, then maybe you need to add exercise to your life too, because there's obviously something about that empowers people. And I would say it probably gives them clarity. It gives them time to think. It gives them energy. It gives them all the things they need to do to be successful. All right. So how do we practically apply the Thrive Mindset to initiate a paradigm shift? Well, it's going to start with small, consistent actions. So whether it's jotting down 3 things that you're thankful for every morning or 10 things, just spending that time committing to it and making that small little step each and every day, that's what's going to change you. Spend time every day with visualization exercises, or commit to regular reflection in the evening. But every step you take is a brick in the foundation of your new paradigm. So take the word thrive and put it in front of you. Take those letters and put them in places that you'll see them during the day, just as a gentle reminder. Were you thankful? Have you been consistent with your good habits? Are you changing your bad habits? Have you been reflective? Are you finding inspiration? Are you visualizing? And are you exercising? Because I promise, if you can just do one more thing in your day, if you can just make one change, that change is going to start shifting the way you think. it's going to start shifting your energy and it's going to change your paradigm. And as we wrap up today's episode, I just want you to remember that changing your paradigm isn't a one and done deal. It truly is a journey, right? It requires patience, persistence, and a bit of grit. But with the Thrive Mindset, you have the tools. You have everything you need that not only makes this journey possible, but truly transformative. So go out and do it. And thank you for joining me today. And until next time, I hope that you keep thriving, you keep growing, and you work to transform your paradigm and create the life that you dream of. And above all else, remember that I believe in you and you can manifest the life of your dreams.